Hi, Lori here with another hot, steaming, fresh edition of Real English Conversations. Remember, you can find the full transcript at our website, betteratenglish.com. As you can hear, my cold is almost better now, thanks to Katja and Marco for the nice get-well wishes. That was really sweet. Today's conversation is between me and my friend Michael. We discuss my annoying neighbor and his habit of playing a very irritating song at very high volume, usually on Friday and Saturday evenings. I'm pretty sure it's a live version, too, so it's much longer than the original, thus extending my torture. My best guess is that he plays it to get himself in the party mood. Here in Sweden, people usually party at home, that is, sit around and drink with their friends and make a lot of noise until around 11 p.m. After that, they go out to the bars, pubs, and clubs. I think that's because in Sweden, it's so darn expensive to buy drinks when you're out, so it's good to drink a load of cheap alcohol at home to get a good, healthy buzz going before you go out on the town. I'm telling you this as a form of public service announcement in case you ever decide to come to Sweden. Now you know what to do when it's time to party. Right then, let's get on with it. Here's the conversation.
So do you live in a house or an apartment?
I live in an apartment.
Okay, but I thought you said that you were a musician. How do you get around playing your music when you live in an apartment?
Well, I'm lucky because with the equipment I can use headphones to practice, so I don't need to make a lot of noise and bother the neighbors.
Okay, that's good, because I would think that would be a problem for somebody playing music.
Oh, Matt, tell me about it. I have this neighbor. I'm not sure which one it is, if he's the one directly above me or if he's on one of the adjoining apartments, but every weekend, Friday, 5, 6 p.m., he's getting ready to party. And the way he gets ready to party is, you know that song Relax by, who's it, Relax?
Frankie Goes to Hollywood?
Oh,
that
my God,
one?
Yeah.
The 80s?
Yeah,
okay.
Relax, don't do it, you know that song?
I'm afraid I do.
He blasts that song so loud, like over and over and over again,
okay.
Every weekend, and it drives me crazy. And
I guess that's his getting ready to go out music.
It must be. It must be. But it's so annoying. I mean, any song but Relax.
Thanks for checking out this edition of Real English Conversations here at betteratenglish.com. Before I sign off, I've got a couple of favors to ask. I recently posted a question on the website asking my site visitors about their favorite books in English. It would be great if you listeners could stop by the website and post your favorite books in the comments section, or just send me an email and let me know. I mainly read a lot of heavy, dry nonfiction, so I'm not very good at recommending light reading for pleasure, so I'd really value the input from all you non-native speaker listeners out there. My second favor is this. I wonder how my listeners would feel if there was some mild swear words in the podcast. I don't mean gross profanity or the F word or anything like that, but just normal everyday swear words that you might run across in everyday conversation. I think it's important for you to be aware of these words and understand them as part of your all-round education in conversational English. But I would hate to post something that would offend my listeners, so please email me at info@betteratenglish.com, or just go to the website and post a comment and let me know what you think. I'd really appreciate your input. This is Lori signing off for today from betteratenglish.com. See you next time.
Relax.
Oh, would someone please make the bathroom stop?